The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The government's proposed plan to revamp the state pension scheme could see workers incentivised to work longer. Now, to tell us about what is being proposed and whether it's likely to replenish the pension coffers in the long term, I'm joined now by economist Austin Hughes. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the government was talking about extending the retirement age and then, I think it's fair to say, under political pressure, back down. So is this going around the back door to achieve the same kind of thing?
It's possible that that's the case. I think so far we've only seen very general headlines about the possibility of moving from a single pension age to a pension entitlement period whereby people could choose to go a couple of years early or a couple of years late in terms of drawing down their pension. Until we actually see the mechanics behind this, it's not exactly clear what the government are doing, but it certainly is one way in which you could maybe make some movement towards reforming pension. And more generally, as an economist, I think it's a good idea that people would be given a little more choice about when they retire. This idea of an arbitrary one-size-fits-all time at which you're over the hill and on the scrap heap in terms of working life, it probably was actually appropriate. Remember, pensions haven't changed an awful lot since Bismarck first thought of them 150 years ago. And at that time, there were two things. You know, one, the pension age of 65 was beyond most people's life expectancy. Average life expectancy was just a little under 65. And two, you know, you tended to have a fairly staid sort of agricultural system where everyone worked in the fields from they were age 12, you know, until they died effectively. And in those circumstances, the need for different types of pension and different types of supports really wasn't there. So now when it's a universal entitlement, and quite rightly so, and it's an important element in a lot of people's later life payments, and you have an economy where the nature of work has changed so dramatically, where people start in some instances much later, in some instances quite early, and have a capacity to work, you know, way into their 80s in many instances. I think, you know, the idea of at least flying this idea of a pension window rather than a single pension age now, is a good one.
We don't know how much of an increase you get by hanging on till 70 or beyond, because the idea is that they set the normal retirement age, say 65, 66, whatever they decide it's going to be. And then if you hang on, in theory, you don't pay any PRSI unless you're shy of the entitlement you need for your pension, in which case you can choose to pay PRSI, but you don't pay PRSI, but you are paying income tax on your earnings. So the government is still getting cash out of you. So it'll be interesting to see how much extra they add to the pension if you hang on another 5 years. How much of a bonus, how much of an uplift will you get compared to those who go at 65?
Yeah, and there have been some OECD studies around what is the fair or actuarially based discount or you know, added premium to this. And they tend to suggest around 5% a year. So let's for rounding sake, call the pension 200, right? Well, that would mean if you retire a couple of years later, you would get roughly a tenner extra in your pension for each year. You know, that would be the sort of actuarially based idea behind this. But as you say, you know, there are very important elements of positivity. One, in terms of people's personal well-being, and secondly, in terms of the government's capacity, because by and large, it would tend to be those in perhaps more skilled and less manual employment who have a capacity to work later. They tend to be the ones with higher earnings. And by the way, you know, this would counter ESRI research from a couple of years ago, which suggests that early retirement tends to be more focused on those with higher education. So quite often it's people who are in the least, have the least physical capacity to continue, who actually are forced to work a little bit later. And those who have a better financial position, higher income, actually in many instances retire a little bit earlier.
Do you believe, and we don't have any detail really about this, that this is supposed to be either self-financing or produce a surplus for the whole scheme?
Well, I think if it's done on an actuarial basis, it will be self-financing. But there is a sense, I think, in which it might be, as you say at the start, that this is a backdoor or a side entry into what's a very vexed question around pension reform. The reality is we won't be able to afford the pension system we have in 20 or 30 years' time. We now have basically four workers paying into the pot for every retired person drawing from it. By 2050, it will be two workers for every one. So the capacity to fund the current system is going to diminish quite severely. There's a Department of Finance study of about a year ago that says in today's cost, that would be an extra $17 billion. Now, $17 billion is about the amount we take in every year from VAT or from corporation tax. So you would have to double those or have much higher, as I think you mentioned, PRSI rates over time. So I think it's part. It could be part of a broader solution where there is a broader window. But I do think it is going to be something where, you know, I don't think it can start at 66. If you're going to be distributionally fair, I think it's going to have to be a larger window, maybe from 60 to 70. Sure. And you have more discounting, obviously, the earlier retire, but it does address the problem of those now, who simply have to give
up. And it's subtle also, because suppose the first 20 years of your working life, you are on a building site and you're carrying the hod, metaphorically. But for the latter 20 years of your working life, you're actually in the office. I mean, do you get the 60 or do you have to go to the 65? You know, there are nuances there. But more important, there are certain cohorts in our society who are currently allowed to retire on full pensions quite early. I mean, teachers are allowed to retire. I think Gardaí are certainly allowed to retire early. Soldiers are allowed to retire. So maybe that would all have to be revised and revisited. When one of my texters said, how can you we carry on with the pension setup when people like teachers can retire in their 50s, fit, healthy, and, you know, could do more?
Well, as I say, this opens up a conversation about retirement generally and about a more flexible attitude to working, you know, post-50s and beyond, because there's no doubt that there are some people who, for very good reasons, feel they can't go on any longer. And I think there has to be some state, you know, commitment to providing some financial support for people there. But equally, there are people who really want to, and perhaps for all sorts of reasons, need to, you know, work into their 70s and 80s. So more flexibility and moving away from this idea of a rigid pension age, I think is a very good step. But there will be lots of twists and turns in this story to come.
And then there are, you know, within the health service, for example, there are people, nursing staffs who have to lift patients and so on, who might not be fit to do it at an older age. There are physiotherapists who put a huge amount of physical work into what they do. So all of this would have to be worked out in, you know, a fair way, so that people who are a bit knackered can actually take the pension, and those who are anxious to carry on can so do. But there is the problem within, say, the civil service, particularly where you've got rigid structures, and, you know, the assistant general secretary decides, I'm hanging on, I'm not going anywhere. And the person who expected that job, you know, as a promotion, is blocked.
Well, there will always be, difficult cases, but they do make poor law in general. You know, I think the sense that, you know, where people can and are able to make a commitment in terms of working, that I think there are very significant economic and social benefits in general for that. And I think that's the issue. But I think that from an economic perspective, moving away from this idea of 65 defines you moving from one stage in life to another would be a very good thing. And I think politically, as we've found out over the last couple of years, it would take some of the heat out of this debate and maybe shed more light, as you say, around what is an important issue, you know, at all sorts of economic and social levels for this country. It also is something that we're a little bit ahead of others in that we have a little more time. We've a somewhat younger population, but we do need to move this, conversation up the agenda fairly soon to prevent, desperate measures at the end where the default option is simply hike all income taxes by X percent to keep the pension age. I think the dynamics we've seen right back in even to the financial crisis suggests that governments are aware of the political clout of older people. So, that would be something probably that falls behind. But, you do have an issue now where people starting work or in their younger years are both paying for a more generous system for older workers and being asked to maybe finance a poorer system that they will draw on later themselves. So there is that sort of generational inequity. And as I say, this idea of a window would go a little bit more towards addressing the conversation and perhaps the underlying principles around how long we work and what we contribute to society.
Economist Austin Hughes, thank you very much. One comment, really question. Will the politicians work until they're 70 and then draw their pensions? Well, the answer is no, because they only work for as long as we decide they work. We vote them in and we vote them out, with the exception of all but the university senators, who kind of get elected by their own kind, which is a bit of an anomaly in the system as well.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.